Hi everyone, my name is Katrina Ballard and I am the Data and Evaluation Subject Matter Expert for the Office of Migrant Education. Today I want to share a quick technical assistance presentation that might help you with the 2022-2023 Annual Performance Report that is due next month. A common question we've received about the APR over the years is related to our definitions for students served in HEP and CAMP projects. The question is, what is the difference between a persister and a returning student? The easiest way to remember the difference is that a student who is a persister in one performance period becomes a returning student if they come back the next performance period. The key difference is whether the student completed intake and was enrolled in the current budget period or the budget period immediately previous to the one being reported. Persisters completed intake and were enrolled in HEP or CAMP in the current budget period, and they re-enrolled to continue in HEP or CAMP for the next budget period before the APR due date and did not withdraw. Returning students completed intake and were enrolled in HEP or CAMP in the immediately previous budget period, and they were also enrolled and attending HEP or CAMP in the current budget period before the APR due date. Remember, students who return to HEP or CAMP in the current reporting period from any budget period other than the immediately previous budget period are to be reported as new participants in the current reporting period. For example, if they previously were in HEP or CAMP and withdrew, then came back, they should be listed as new participants. Here's another way to look at the HEP definitions of persister and returning student, starting with a new participant in the current budget period to be reported. A new participant would have completed intake and enrolled in the 2022-2023 budget period, and they would either become an attainer, meaning they attained an HSE, then they go on to be placed, which is entering post-secondary education or training, upgraded employment, or the military. Or if they did not attain an HSE in the 2022-2023 budget period, they may be counted as a persister if they've re-enrolled in HEP for 2023-2024, and then the next year you'd report them as a returning student, or withdrawal if they did not enroll in HEP for 2023-2024. If they do enroll in HEP after the APR is due on November 9th, you would report them as a new participant next year. Here's a similar visual representation of the CAMP definitions, starting with a new participant in the current budget period to be reported. A new participant would have completed intake and enrolled in the 2022-23 budget period, and they would either become a first-year completer, meaning they completed their first academic year, then they may go on to be continuing students. Or if they did not complete their first year in the 2022-2023 budget period, they may be counted as a persister if they've re-enrolled in CAMP for 2023-2024. Then the next year, you report that student as a returning student or a withdrawal if they did not enroll in CAMP for 2023-2024. If they do enroll in CAMP after the APR is due on November 9th, you would report them as a new participant next year. As always, please feel free to reach out to any of us on the HEP and CAMP team at OME if you have any further questions. Thank you for listening.